be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew. Jesus said to his disciples, "You have heard it said of old, you shall love your neighbor and hate your enemy. But I say to you, love your enemies. Pray for those who persecute you, that you may be children of your heavenly Father. For he makes the sun rise on the bad and the good alike. He causes the rain to fall on the just and the unjust. For if you love those who love you, what recompense should you have? Do not tax collectors do as much? If you greet your brothers and sisters only, what is unusual about that? Do not pagans do as much? So be perfect as your heavenly Father is perfect." The Gospel of the Lord. We're still in the Sermon on the Mount here after a couple of weeks, and it will go on into next week. These reflections on, I've talked about this. I'm not sure if I mentioned this 6:20 or at the 8:15, but it runs chapter 5, 6, and 7 in the Gospel of Matthew. And of course, the Jewish Gospel of Matthew wants to emphasize there was an old law, and then there's a new law. And the new law is what Jesus announces. There was an old Israel, and now he's announcing a new Israel. There's a new way to live. And read through this whole Sermon on the Mount over and over again, you will find it's not keeping the law, it's living the law. It's not just to observe the law, it's to bring the law to life. What Jesus is speaking about here is it comes from inside of us, the manner in which we interpret life and the manner in which we live out following Jesus Christ has to come from something deep inside of us. It's not an external observation of the law. It's something that comes from deep inside of us, the manner in which we perceive life, how you understand life, how your faith teaches to interpret life, how listening to the Word of God will say, you know, if somebody presses you into 1 mile, go the extra mile. Forgive not 7 times, 70 times forgive. Forgive. Give the shirt off your back. If somebody takes your tunic, give them your shirt too. I mean, you're living this from inside out. You're not observing the minimum of the law. That's what Jesus is saying. And in verse 48 here, in 5:48, this verse has caused more problems for followers of Jesus than anything else, and that is, you must be perfect as your heavenly Father is perfect. And it has caused people immense anxiety trying to be perfect. We're not meant to be imperfect. We were made imperfect, and we're going to die imperfect. What this collection, it's a collection of homilies that Jesus gave that Matthew takes and weaves into what we call the Sermon on the Mount. The Greek word for perfect here is teleos, which does not mean moral perfection. It doesn't mean sinless. It doesn't mean extremely virtuous. It means whole. In the Greek world, when a person was 21 years old, the person was said to be teleos, whole, you're mature. This gospel is asking us, be mature. There are times when we can be childish, picky, small-minded. And this is said, if you follow from inside now, not just observing it from outside, follow the teachings of Jesus and the Sermon on the Mount, you will be whole, you will be mature, you will be adult. You will go the extra mile. You'll forgive more. You won't hold grudges. You won't be picky, demanding, controlling. Listen to the Word of God. Listen to the whole Sermon on the Mount. It will tell you how to live your life. In the theology of this, we speak about the magna anima and the pusilla anima. The magna anima, magna meaning great, anima soul. There's the great soul. You know, you'll find your great soul will come out at certain times, you know, where you'll be generous and you'll care and you'll reach out, and social justice will be important, and caring for people that don't deserve it, blessing people that don't merit it, just doing an act of kindness, not asking for anything back. That's the great soul, magna anima. That's what we're called to live. On the other hand, there's the pusilla anima, which is a small soul. And sometimes we exercise the small soul, which is to be picky and demanding, to be resentful, and to, you know, make a big issue out of something that's small. That's the pusilla anima. It's a small soul. And then there's the great soul, the magna anima. Now, in St. Augustine, way back in the 5th century, you know, when he was in his early 30s, he went through a great conversion from living a wild life, which he did live, to discovering the meaning of life. And in his confessions, he speaks about what appears in the Sermon on the Mount. He says, O beauty ever ancient, ever new. Ever ancient, ever new. Late have I loved ye. Late have I loved you, O beauty ever ancient, ever new. I was looking for you outside, but you were inside. And when I discovered that you were living inside of me, I went through my conversion. It wasn't anything external. It was a movement of the Holy Spirit moving us from inside. You might keep that in mind when you listen to this Sermon on the Mount. I won't be speaking about this now for the rest of the week, but you'll have this. Next week we'll have it again, I think maybe Monday, Tuesday, but on the 29th we have the feast of Peter and Paul, and it won't be in that Sunday, that weekday, but we have it for a number of days. So listen to the Sermon on the Mount and know that the manner in which the best, the magna anima, comes out of us, it's from somewhere inside. It's not keeping the external law. You know, people come to church on Sunday, they use the envelopes, but they're mad as hell about something, and they're angry about something, and they're difficult to live with, and they're selfish and so forth, but they come to church, and they use the envelopes and support the church. That's external. This says, comes from inside out. Amen.
Amen.
We pause now for a moment of prayer.